FM8
Main menu.
Hello everyone, this is Jeff Bishop and welcome to Main Menu, ACB Radio's look at technology from a blindness perspective. This week on Main Menu, we talk to you all about email lists. What are they, how do you subscribe to them, and how do you manage them with Outlook Express? That's coming up this week on ACB Radio's Main Menu.
My name is Michael Guajardo, and what I'm going to be discussing today is using mailing lists and how to use them with Outlook Express. If you're not familiar with mailing lists, these are basically free email groups that you can subscribe to. Each group has a specific topic that it tries to focus on. For instance, there are mailing lists that deal with the JAWS screen reader, with Windows, with Microsoft Word, with your favorite sports team. There are literally thousands of mailing lists that you can find, and a little bit later I'm going to show you how to search for them, how to subscribe to them, and how to get them set up with your Outlook Express client. With Outlook Express, I'll be discussing and demonstrating the use of message rules, which are really the best way to organize all the incoming emails that you'll be receiving from the mailing lists. This will be covered in the second half of our discussion today. You might be wondering, what exactly are these mailing lists good for? Well, these are excellent sources of information that we can all take advantage of. Typically, a mailing list is made up of a community of people, sometimes numbering in the hundreds. Now, say for instance you were subscribed to a Windows group, and you had a question about how to use a particular feature within Windows. What you would do is send your question to the list, and that email would be broadcast to everyone who's subscribed to that list, and you're likely to get a dozen responses to your question. You'll find that these lists are made up of people with various levels of knowledge and experience, so you're bound to get an answer to your question. One of the things I've come to learn over the years is that oftentimes it's faster and more effective to send my question to a mailing list rather than calling customer support. It used to be in the past I would call customer support and I would get a lot of runaround. I said, forget that, and I just sent my message to the mailing list and I got dozens of helpful responses. So I think it's one of the things you'll come to learn and appreciate about mailing lists. By the way, the mailing lists that we'll be looking at are all technology or blind-related mailing lists. So let's say we go ahead and get started with the demonstration. The first thing I should point out is that I'm using JAWS version 6.2 and Outlook Express version 6.0. So if you're using an older version of Outlook Express, most of the things I'll be mentioning here should be similar. And the same is true of Microsoft Outlook, and that's the version of the email client that comes with Microsoft Office. So just to be clear and to avoid any confusion, there are two versions of Outlook. There's Microsoft Outlook, which is the version that comes with all versions of Microsoft Office, and Outlook Express, which is the free version that comes with your copy of Windows and Internet Explorer. And that will be the version that we'll be using in this demonstration. The first thing I'm going to show you is how to search for a mailing list and how to subscribe to it. Now, there are websites that specialize in mailing lists. They have large databases of mailing lists that you can search through and subscribe to. One of the more popular ones is freelists.org, and you can find this one at www.freelists.org. Another popular one is Yahoo Groups, and you can find this one by going to www.yahoo.com and click on the Groups link, which is found on the homepage. But we're going to look at the Freelist website first. So I'm going to open up the browser right now.
Desktop, folder view, list view, Internet Explorer. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Enter. Google search edit.
Now I'm going to type in the address.
Control O, open dialog, type the internet address of a document or folder, www.freelists.org, enter, Google search edit. Google search edit, one frame and 56 links, find the list, edit, list.
Okay, now we've landed on the free lists homepage. Here on the homepage, they have an edit field where we can type in searches, and that'll allow us to search through their database, and that'll bring up results, including the title and a brief description of the mailing list. So I'm going to press the letter F, and that'll put us in the edit field.
Find the list, edit. Enter, forms mode on, find the list, edit.
Okay. Now, I should mention that freelist.org specializes in technology-related mailing lists, so we don't have to worry about getting a lot of irrelevant results in this demonstration. I'm going to type in the word blind, and let's see what type of results we get from that.
B-L-I-N-D. Enter.
What I've noticed with this site is that it runs kind of slow, and I'm using a DSL connection, and it's still kind of slow, so let's just wait here for a minute for the results to show up.
Forms mode off.
Okay, I think the results came up.
Blank. Welcome to free lists, a service provider.
Okay. Now, I'm going to press the letter H, and that'll take us to the first heading where the results are located.
No headings. Oops. Search results. Info blind. Info.
Let's try that again.
Visit.
Press the letter H.
Heading level 2 search results.
There we go. Okay, now I'm going to arrow down. The way they organize this, the results include, as I mentioned before, a title and a brief description. So let's see what came up.
Link Cyberblind. Cyberblind is a list which gathers blind and vision-impaired computer users who use screen reader or braille display in Croatia, Slovenia, Bosnia. The list is open to all who are interested in this topic and who can help in this matter. Any kind of vulgarity or insult towards any member of the list is strictly forbidden, as well as any kind of advertising.
Okay, interesting. Let's see what the next result is.
Link Blind Hams List. This list is for blind amateur radio operators to discuss topics related to accessible radio operation. New and experienced hams are welcome. Discussions about how technology has improved your amateur radio experience are welcome. Also, questions about technical issues relating to your experiences are also welcome. The primary purpose of this list is to facilitate better communication between blind hams concerning technical issues related to the hobby. For example, this might include voice-synthesized radio experiences as well as computer control.
Hmm. So I guess if you're a ham radio operator, that might be a mailing list you'd be interested in looking at. I'm going to arrow down real quickly and see if we can find a mailing list that deals with screen readers.
Linkline P2P New. This is a place where Link Arrow Blind Technology, the Arrow Blind Linkline Chat, list for discuss Link the Blind Ham Operators List. This list is for Link Vietnamese Blind Technology Info. Hello, new me visited Link Info Blind. Info Blind is a list which gathers blind and vision impaired computer users who use screen reader or braille display. The list is open to all who are interested in this topic and who can help in this matter. Any kind of vulgarity or insult towards any member of the list is strictly forbidden, as well as any kind of advertising.
Perfect. This sounds like a good one. So I'm going to arrow back up to the link that has the title of this mailing list, and it's going to open up a homepage for this particular mailing list.
Blank. Visited Link Info Blind. Left click. 2 frames, 1 heading and 27 links. Visited image map link go info.
Okay, and that opened up the homepage for InfoBlind, the InfoBlind mailing list. We're still within the freelist.org website. It's just that every mailing list has its own little mini homepage where it gives information and details about the mailing list, including ranking information. Now, I want to give a quick thank you to John Madden, who happens to be the webmaster for freelist.org. The rankings used to not be accessible by screen readers, but I sent an email and brought up this issue, and he was kind enough to add some alt text to the graphics that display the ranking information, and now it's fully accessible. So we can go down, we can arrow down and read the ranking information. And again, I want to thank John Madden. So let's find where this ranking information is and see how this list stacks up.
Blank. Heading level 3 info blind. Blank. Info blind is a list which gathers blind and vision impaired computer users who use in this topic of advertising.
Okay, I'm going to arrow down real quickly.
Blank. Google Ads for blank. Link rail product store. Link visually impaired compare prices. Link digital magnet.
Okay, these are just some advertisements apparently.
Link hearing impaired AFAST and link ads list category. User options. Table with 2 copy your email address. Edit.
Alright, here is the edit box where we type in our email address, and I'm going to talk about that in just a minute.
Choose an ad combo box, subscribe one of go, table at blank, Google ads free blank, link accessible, link ads by visited, link signal, all trade.
Okay, must have passed it. So let's go back up to the top of the page.
Free list slash info.
I'm going to type in, I'm going to do a page search, or a JAWS search rather. I'm going to press Control F.
Virtual find, JAWS dialog, JAWS find dialog.
Okay, I'm going to type in the word rank.
R-A-N-K. Enter, free list slash escape. Link log and link list rank.
There's the list rank.
Graphic list rank, 34.
Here we are. So this one has a ranking of 34. Now, the way I understand this, after receiving an email response from John, he mentioned that the higher the number, then potentially the higher the quality of the mailing list. I'm going to go back and click on this list rankings link, and you can just hear the description for yourself about how these rankings work.
Visited link list rank. Enter. One heading of 18 links. Visited image map link. Go to the free list. Oh, free list.
Okay, let's go down the page. I'm going to hit letter H and go to the first heading.
Heading level 2 list rank. Free list. List rank is a means of determining the relative quality of a mailing list. It is by no means an endorsement of a list, and free list by no means guarantees that the lists with high list ranks are better than those with low list ranks and vice versa. It's mostly a convenient way of ordering lists and search results and category listings, with the added benefit of putting mailing lists that are obviously useless, abandoned, never used, etc. at the bottom of those results. Several criteria are considered when building a list. List rank, such as the percentage of subscribers who participate in discussions, the age of the list, etc. To prevent abuse of list rank, however, that list of criteria must be kept secret. Freelists list rank.txt. Last modified 09/0.
Okay, that just gives you a better idea of how they get these rankings. My personal assessment of this ranking is, and this is coming from my own personal experience, if you find a list with something, say, less than 10, then the list is probably something of a dud. If you find a list with a ranking of, say, something between 10 and 20, then you're starting to see a little bit more activity, a little bit more participation. Something between 20 and 40, it's starting, the list activity is starting to pick up, and you're getting more quality posts. 40 and up, you'll probably find something that works for you. You're likely to have far more subscribers to the list with much better participation. Again, this is just what I've noticed after having subscribed to a number of lists and seeing the kind of activity that goes on in those lists. But you're more than welcome to join the list if you'd like. In fact, you're encouraged to do so. The only way these lists are going to grow is if people subscribe to them and start to participate. This doesn't happen on its own. So obviously the more people that are subscribed to the list and are participating, then the higher the quality of the list. So this InfoBlind mailing list had a ranking of 34. I'm going to look and see what other mailing lists I can find before I subscribe to this one. It's a good idea to just kind of shop around and see what you can find. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to bring up the links list box. I'm going to press insert F7.
JAWS dialog, links list dialog, links list view, home to move.
And I'm going to press the letter G.
G, go to the free list homepage.
And that's what I want. Go to the free list homepage.
Enter. One frame and 56 links. Welcome to free lists. Link at your own link at.
Okay, now I'm on the homepage. And I'm going to place my cursor inside the search edit box again. I'm going to press the letter F.
Find the list, edit.
I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Forms mode on. Find.
And I'm going to do another search. This time I'm going to type in JFW, and that stands for JAWS for Windows.
JFW.
And let's see what results we get from this.
Enter. Forms mode off. Search results. The JFW mailing list will help.
All right. I'm going to press the letter H.
Heading level 2 search results.
And I'm going to arrow down, pressing control down arrow key.
Visited link the JFW mailing list. This list is for the discussion of the JAWS for Windows screen reader software produced by Freedom Scientific. JFW is a software package that gives the visually impaired audible access to Windows.
That sounds like a really good one. Let's see the next one.
Visited link JAWS for Windows Advanced. Are you an advanced user of JAWS and would like to learn more? Are you good with manipulating files, drivers, etc.? Do you write or modify advanced JAWS scripts? Anything you can think of. If you are truly an advanced user slash entity of the JAWS product, join this list to either become more advanced, help others become more advanced, or discuss interesting and powerful advanced features in JAWS. It's the next step. We'd love to hear anything interesting or not widely known to the average user of JAWS. We urge you to join this list, therefore, if you wish for a friendly group list dedicated to your advanced user of JAWS.
Okay, that also sounds like a good one. I'm going to go back to that first one. That one sounded like an interesting one.
Visited this list is for the visited link the JFW mailing list.
And I'm going to choose that link.
Left click. One frame, one heading, and 23 links. Visited image map link. Go to the mail.
Okay, now I'm on the homepage for this particular mailing list. Let's see, I'm going to press the letter F. That'll put me inside the email edit box.
Your email address.
And if I recall, the rankings were right above this. I'm going to arrow up.
Your email table with blank. User options blank. Graphic list rank 70.
All right, there it is. This one has a ranking of 70, so that's a really good ranking there. I think I'm going to go ahead and subscribe to this. I'm going to go back down to the email edit box.
Blank. User option. Blank. Table. Your email address. Edit. Left click. Forms mode on. Your email address. Edit. Type.
And I'm going to type in my email address.
COMMODORE 128@sdcgloval.net.
And then press... Well, actually, before I press enter, I want to show you something. I already typed in my email address, but right below this...
Forms Virtual PC.
I want you to see this.
Choose an action.
All right.
Combo box subscribe 107.
Okay. This gives you a couple of options. This one will allow you... The one that it's on right now will allow me to subscribe to this mailing list. Let's see what else is inside this combo box.
Left click. Forms mode on. Choose an action. Combo box subscribe. Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
Turn digest mode on.
Turn digest mode on.
Turn digest mode off.
Turn digest mode off.
Turn vacation mode on. Turn vacation mode off. Get help.
Alright, so this gives us a few options here. The ones we're really interested in right now are subscribe. Some of the other options in here I'm going to discuss in a little bit. But these are just options that let you control what you would like to do with this mailing list. So once you subscribe, if you decide you don't want to be a part of this list anymore, this is where you would go to unsubscribe to it, so you won't receive any more emails from the mailing list. The digest mode, all that does is compact all the messages that you've received for that day into one big email. You just go back, read the email, and you'll see all the postings you've received. And the vacation mode, that'll just pause the receiving of emails from the mailing list. So let's say you go on vacation somewhere and you don't want all of these emails to gather up inside your inbox. You can do that if you'd like. But we want to subscribe, so I'm going to arrow back up to
turn vacation mode.
The subscribe option.
Turn like, unsubscribe, subscribe.
And there we go. Press enter.
Enter. Forms mode off. Virtual.
Turn the virtual cursor back on, actually. I pressed the plus sign.
Virtual PC.
On the numpad, and let's arrow back up to the email edit box.
Choose an action. Edit Commodore 128. It's global.net.
There it is. Press enter.
Enter. Forms mode on. Your email address. Edit.
And let's submit my email address. I'm going to press enter again.
Enter. Forms mode off. No links. Thanks. If you receive a confirmation email, you may or may not, depending on the list configuration, be sure to reply to it to complete the subscription process.
Okay, so here it's just telling us that I'm going to be receiving an email more than likely. And all the email is just so that you can verify that your email address is correct. Once you've received the email, you just reply to it, and that will subscribe you to the mailing list. So I'm going to open up my Outlook Express client. Let's see if we got the email.
Start menu, internet, leaving menus, Outlook Express message list view, Amazon.com, your Amazon.com.
All right, and I'm going to press the F5 key, and that will... do a send-receive command.
Outlook Express dialog. Tasks page. Checking for new messages on apostrophe hotmail dot dot dot. Hide button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt H. Outlook Express message list view Amazon.com.
Okay, and all it was doing was checking my emails. I have both Yahoo and Hotmail set up in my Outlook Express client, so I get emails from both. Let's see if I received the email. I'm going to... the end key.
Unread. Free list mailing list dot 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 subscription confirmation for JFW12/14/2.
Okay, and there it is. Let's read what this email says.
Number. Send mail link Commodore 128 at global.net. Has requested that you be subscribed. JFW mailing list. Number. Number to subscribe. Reply to this message leaving the message body. Number intact or send the following lines an email to. Number.
Okay, so here we are and... what I would do is do a reply, and so I just hit the Control R.
Edit.
And that will bring up a reply message, and you just go ahead and send that in. So I do Alt S, and that should have sent it.
Number.
And it did.
Number.
I apologize for that. I have my verbosity level set to advanced inside of Outlook Express, so you're not hearing every option. So I'll try to be a little more descriptive. The email was sent, and that should have went ahead and subscribed to me. I'll be receiving another confirmation email that will tell me that I've officially been subscribed to the JAWS user list mailing list. So let me do another F5 and see if I got that confirmation or not.
Outlook Express dialog, tasks page, checking apostrophe inbox for new messages, hide button to activate, press spacebar, alt H, from, free L, sub number. Outlook Express message list view, free list mailing list, Amazon dot, free list mailing list mod dot.
Not yet. So, you just need to wait a few minutes for the confirmation email, and once you've received it, then you can be certain that you've been subscribed, and you should start receiving messages from the mailing list shortly thereafter. And that's all there really is to it. It's not a complicated process at all, trying to subscribe to a mailing list. In fact, there's even some other ways you could do it. Sometimes you might find a message or someone tells you that you can subscribe to a mailing list by simply sending in an email. And all that's involved there is they'll say, if you want to subscribe to the mailing list, simply send an email to such and such email address. And what you do is you just type in the subject line the word subscribe, and it's a blank email. You don't even have to type anything in the message. You send that in, and they'll send back a confirmation email where, again, you verify your email address, so you reply to it, and you're subscribed, and that's all there is to it. So that's something you might come across as well. The other one I had mentioned before was Yahoo Groups, and you can go on to yahoo.com to check out what mailing lists they offer. The only reason I didn't do a demonstration of that one was because Yahoo Groups and the subscription process, they ask you to identify a graphic on the screen. It's a visual confirmation, so unless you have sighted assistance, you can't complete the process. But once you are subscribed to the mailing list, the manner in which you would use the mailing list with Outlook Express would work exactly the same. It's just a matter of getting through the subscription process. So that's another thing you can take a look at if you'd like. I'm going to show you some of the mailing lists that I'm subscribed to right now so you can get an idea of the volume of emails that you receive and the type of emails that you'll be receiving from a mailing list. I'm going to go back to Outlook Express.
Start menu, internet. Leaving menus, Outlook Express message list view all posters.
All right, that's just something else here.
Folder list review, inbox.
I'm subscribed to a few of them. I did subscribe to the Winamp music, or I'm sorry, the Winamp mailing list.
Winamp, 3495 unread.
And I have a lot of emails in there that I haven't read. I've subscribed 34. To it, and every once in a while I'll go in there and look. I keep them because I use Winamp quite a bit, and it's interesting to see some of the questions and comments that people put up in this list. Go in here and you can take a look for yourself.
Outlook Express message list view oddly flang album tracks 12/15/2005/12.
I'm just going to arrow up. I'm at the bottom of this list here. I'm going to see what other types of emails I've gotten.
Unread. Marty Rimari. Winamp was your default player. Got it. .. 12/15/2005. Unread. Ron Canaziri. Winamp was your default player. Got it. .. 12/15/2005. Unread. AB7HW. Dick Lee Chris. .. Re. Winamp was your default player. Got it. .. 12/15/2005.
So that one's probably talking about how you can make Winamp your default player. Sometimes you install another program like Real Player or something, and maybe you don't really want to use that, so you can make Winamp your default player. So someone's making a comment or a question about that.
Unread. Adam Gaffney playlist problem 12/15/2005.
Someone's having a problem with setting up playlists.
Unread. Marty Rimari. Winamp was your default player 12/15/2005.
Notice there it has these messages are replies. So someone obviously put up a question asking about this, and they've gotten responses. And this is the advantage that I was telling you about. You get all these people that respond to your emails and answer your questions.
Unread. AB7HW. Dick Lee Chris. Winamp was your default player 12/. Unread. Richard Claypool. Tom Nose test hits the airwaves 12/15/2005. Unread. Sarah Ree. Register Winamp 12/14/2005. Unread. Sarah Ree. Register Winamp 12/14/2005. Unread. Chris Scarsted Ree. Register Winamp. Thanks works okay 12/14/2005. Unread. AB7HW. Dick Lee Chris. Re. Register Winamp. Thanks works okay 12/14/2005.
And if you notice the date there is on the 14th of December, we've already gotten quite a few messages just on that date alone, so it gives you kind of an idea of how many messages you'll be receiving once you've subscribed.
Unread. Chris Karsten Re. Register Winamp 12/14/2005. Unread. Ron Kanazi Re. Register Winamp 12/14/2005. Unread. AP7HW Dick Lee Chris ... Register Winamp 12/14/2005.
And you also might begin to realize that if we don't create a message rule, and that's what I'm going to be discussing next, all of these messages that I just went over right now, all of these messages are going to be put into your inbox. I have it in a separate folder, so it automatically gets placed in this folder called Winamp. And this is what I'm going to be demonstrating to you in a moment here.
Folder list preview Winamp to move through or expand.
See, I'm also subscribed to one called Programmers, Blind Programmers. Let's see where that one was.
Bulk mail. Blind programming. 200.
Oh, blind,
300. 20.
Blind programming.
Express message list Travis Roth 3 Oracle Book 1/7/2004.
That's a little more technical stuff.
Unread. Charlissa Black Re. Oracle Book 1/7/2004 2:3. Unread. Eileen Laffand Oracle Book 1/7/2004 2:0. Octavian Rasnita Re. Need help with HTML editor note tab 1/7/2. Octavian Rasnita Re. Need help with HTML editor note tab. Unread. Karen Ankeny Re. Need help with HTML editor note tab 1/7/. Trouble Re. Need help with HTML editor note tab 1/7/2. Unread. Jeffrey Feidler Re. Need help with HTML editor note tab 1/7/2. Unread. Greg Epley Re. Need help with HTML editor note tab 1/7/2.
Okay, so that's a thread that people are commenting on. But I think this gives you a pretty good idea of the types of messages that you'll be receiving once you've subscribed, at least to these lists anyway. Obviously, if you're subscribed to a different type of mailing list, you're going to find other types of questions and comments. As a quick recap, the way you would want to subscribe to a mailing list is you go to mailinglists.org or one of the other options that I mentioned, including Yahoo Groups. And Freelists was located at www.freelists.org. And once you arrive on the homepage for Freelists, go to the search edit box and type in a search parameter. Remember, the Freelists mailing lists are all technology related mailing lists. Once you get the results, then you arrow down and browse through the results that you've gotten. And you can read the title and a short description of each of the mailing lists. Pick one and look at the rating, see if it's something you'd be interested in. If you are interested, then you would want to type in your email address. Remember, there was an edit field for your email address. Type it in there. Make sure that the subscribe option is chosen in the combo box that was right below it. By default, the subscribe option is chosen for you. If you want to, for instance, unsubscribe or choose the digest mode or anything like that, you can do that if you'd like. Then you can submit your email address. Just go back to that edit box on the email and press enter, and you will get a little short message letting you know that you'll be receiving a confirmation email, in which case you'd want to go back to Outlook Express and check to see if you received the confirmation email. Then reply to that message. Just a simple reply. You don't have to do any editing or anything in the email. In fact, you most definitely don't want to edit anything, because then the subscription process won't be completed correctly. So just do a simple reply, send it, and you should be subscribed. You'll get another email saying that everything went okay and that you're now subscribed to the mailing list. Next, we move on to something that is a little more complicated and a little more technical. I commented earlier about using Outlook Express and using these things called message rules. Message rules are basically filters. These filters allow Outlook Express to organize certain incoming emails. You could have Outlook Express move or copy emails into a certain folder, or you could even have them deleted if you wanted to. And this is an excellent way of filtering out spam email. And I told you before that if you don't create a message rule, what will happen is you get all of these messages placed into your inbox. And that can be something of a headache trying to sift through all your mailing list emails and all of your regular emails. The technical part has to do with the type of email service that you're using. Message rules won't work with web-based email servers, such as Hotmail or AOL. The only type of emails that will work with message rules are POP3 server type emails. And POP3 is the type of email server that is used by your Internet Service Provider or ISP. Your best bet is to use the email address that was supplied by your ISP to help ensure that the message rules will work with the mailing lists. The easiest way to check to see if you are using a POP3 email server is you open up Outlook Express, go to the menu bar, and go to Tools, arrow down to Accounts, press Enter on Accounts, and in the list view there is a list of the email accounts that are currently active. All you do is arrow through and see if your default email says POP3 on it, and if it does, then you're okay. But if you're already using Outlook Express to check your email, odds are you probably are using a POP3 email account. If you're still not sure what type of email server is used by your ISP, I would suggest calling them and asking them if they use a POP3-based email server or a web-based email server. Once you've determined that you indeed have a POP3 email account, then you can proceed with making a message rule in Outlook Express. We're going to create a message rule that will automatically move all incoming emails from the JAWS mailing list into a special folder. The way this works is Outlook Express scans all the incoming email and looks for certain unique criteria to determine if that email should be placed into the special folder or not. Let me give you an illustration. Imagine you were working in a computer factory where they make notebook computers, and your boss comes and asks you to go through the warehouse and look for all the notebook computers that are defective. If it's defective, then place a red sticker on it so that later on the notebooks could be picked up and taken to another department so they could be repaired. Well, you turn to your boss and you ask, well, what do you consider defective? And your boss tells you, well, look for any notebook that has a scratch on the screen. If it has a scratch on the screen, then it's defective. So what your boss has essentially done is given you a unique criteria to look for. And if the notebook computer meets this criteria, then it's considered defective. In the same way, Outlook Express is looking at each message and looking for this unique criteria. And if it meets this criteria, then that message is going to be placed and moved into the special folder. So then what criteria should we have Outlook Express look for? The criteria has to be unique, as we said. It can't just be some generic word that you could find in any email. It has to be very unique, and it has to be something that would only be found in the messages that come from this JAWS mailing list. The most unique criteria that we could use, probably, for this message rule is the email address that's associated with this JAWS mailing list. Outlook Express will go through the email and look at the from field, the to field, the subject field, and the body of the message, and look for this criteria. So let's get started with creating this message rule. I'm going to switch back over to Outlook Express.
JAWS, mailing list inbox Outlook Express, folder list review inbox to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
All right. Now we're going to need to find the criteria that we're going to use. And we need that email address that's associated with the JAWS mailing list. The first thing I'm going to do is find and see if we received a message yet from the mailing list, and I'm pretty sure we have. Let's see, let me hit the home key
Outlook
and go into my inbox.
From Michael G. Local folders, inbox.
All right.
Outlook Express. Kelly Pierce Reed, backing up Outlook messages 12/15/2005/7:4.
Okay, this looks like an email that came from the mailing list, but let's be sure. I'm going to open it up.
From Kelly Pierce, subject, read, back to.
And I'm going to route my JAWS cursor so I can get to that to field.
JAWS to virtual PC, subject, CC, samj2fw@freelists.org, accessindia@freelists.org.
And there's the email address. Notice that it's at freelists.org in the email address. So that verifies that this is indeed a message from the mailing list. I'm going to place my cursor inside that box.
Home, @freelists.org. fw@freelists.org, accessindia@freelists.org,
ppc. I'm going to copy that entire line. Hit the home key, press shift end,
jfw@freelists.org,
and press copy, control C. That's copied to the clipboard now, and that's what we're going to be using in constructing the message rule. Hit escape, close the email.
Kelly Pierce Reed, backing up Outlook messages 12/15/2005.
Now you're going to go to the menu bar and go to Tools. So I'm going to press the Alt key.
Menu bar, File to navigate.
And go to Tools, press the letter T.
Menu to move through items, press up or down arrow.
Then arrow down to Message Rules.
Synchronize all, address book, add center to Message Rules submenu R.
Hit Enter.
Mail, M.
You're on Mail, so hit Enter again.
Leaving menus, message rules dialog, mail rules page checked to move to items, use the arrow key.
You're placed inside a folder that contains all of the message rules that you may have created. And I've created a few before, so they're all listed here. But now we want to create a new message rule, so tab over to the new button.
New ... button to activate, press spacebar.
And press the spacebar.
New mail rule dialog, select your conditions and actions first, then specify the values in the description, not checked to move to items.
Now we're inside the dialog box where we actually construct the message rule. Now, there are four steps that you're going to have to do inside this box. The first one is to choose the criteria. Remember how we talked about that a minute ago? Step two is to choose an action that you would like Outlook Express to perform if the criteria is true. Step three is where you provide specifics about the criteria and the action that you want Outlook Express to take. And step four is to give the message rule a name and to save it. Once you've completed all these steps, you'll have created a brand new message rule. Alright, so let's take this one step at a time. I'm going to give you another illustration, and hopefully this will drive the point home about the next couple of steps that we're going to be taking. Imagine you're at home and it's summertime and it's hot, and you decide you want to make some room in your closet by removing all of the sweaters and placing them into a box. So what's the criteria here? The criteria is you're looking for long sleeve bulky sweaters. And if you find a sweater, you're going to place it into a box. And that's the action. In this message rule that we're creating, we're having Outlook Express scan all incoming messages and looking for a special email address in the to field. That's the criteria. If Outlook Express finds a message with this email address, then it's going to place it into a special folder, and that's the action. Now, the criteria that we're having Outlook Express look for is that email address that we copied a little while earlier, and that was jfw@freelist.org. Remember how we copied that? And if Outlook Express finds a message with this email address in the to field, then it's going to place it into a special folder. And we're going to call this folder jfwlist. Right now we're in step one, so we're going to choose the criteria. I'm going to go through and have JAWS read this list of criteria that you can choose from. I'm going to do insert A because we're on the first one right now.
Not checked where the from line contains people 1 of 12.
Okay, I'm going to arrow down.
Where the subject line contains specific words. Not checked where the message body contains specific words. Not checked where the line contains people. Not checked where the CC line contains people. Not checked where the to or CC line contains people. Not checked where the message is marked as priority. Not checked where the message is from the specified account. Not checked where the message size is more than size. Not checked where the message has an attachment. Not checked where the message is secure. Not checked for all messages. Not checked.
All right, that's the last one. So those are all the different options you can choose for as far as criteria goes. I'm going to hit the home key. That'll take me back to the top.
Home, where the from line contains people.
All right, and normally this is a good one to choose, to have Outlook Express look at the from field, but in the case of mailing list, it's really not a good option because what happens is you have all these people that are submitting messages to the mailing list. Well, the from field is going to have their name in it. And if we were to make a message rule just based on that, then all it's going to do is just copy the messages from that one individual person, and we don't want to do that. So it has to be something more unique. And we're going to use the email address that was in the to field. So I'm going to arrow down to that option.
Where the subject line contains, not checked. Where the message body, not checked. Where the line contains people.
And there it is. And the way you toggle these options, there's a checkbox next to each one. To toggle the check mark on and off, you just press the space bar. So I'm going to do that.
Where the line contains people, checked, space.
Okay, that one's now checked. Now I'm going to go to step two. I'm going to hit the tab key.
Tab, not checked. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Alt A, move it to the specified folder.
And here it lists all the different actions that we can have Outlook Express take if the criteria is true. Now, we said we want to have all messages that have jfw@freelist.org in the to field moved into a special folder. And we were going to call this folder jfwlist. So I'm going to I think this first option was the move command, so I'm going to hit insert A to read it again.
Not check move it to the specified folder 1 of 12.
Yes, that's it. So I'm going to put a check mark on that one. I'm going to hit the space bar.
Move it to the specified folder. Checked. Space.
All right, now we can move on to step 3. So I'm going to hit the tab key.
Tab 3. Rule description. Click on an underlined value to edit it. Read only edit. Use your reading keys to read the text. Alt D.
Now here you need to use your JAWS cursor. The PC cursor won't work here. I'm going to route my JAWS cursor to this section.
JAWS to PC.
Now this section, what it contains is a list of the options that we chose in steps 1 and 2. And now we're ready to provide the specifics. Let me see where I'm at. I'm going to hit the home key to place it at the beginning of the line.
Home.
And I'm going to arrow down.
Where the line contains people.
That's the first line. Where the two line contains people. And that the word people is actually a link that we click on. And we're going to replace that with the email address that we copied a little while earlier. Remember jfw@freelist.org? That's what we're going to place here. So if you do control right arrow, we can arrow over to that word people.
The two line contains people.
Click on it with your left mouse button on the numpad.
Left click, select people dialog. Select people dialog. Type in text, Alt T.
And what that did was open up a dialog box. Turn your PC cursor on by hitting the plus sign on your numpad.
PC.
And let's tap through this dialog box and see what is in here.
Tab, people, list box, not selected where the line contains. To move to an item, press the arrow keys, Alt T.
And this is just a list box, and it'll contain any information that we enter in. Right now it's empty because we haven't entered in anything yet. Tab again.
Tab, address book, ... button to activate, press space bar, Alt T.
Okay, you could choose email addresses from your address book if you'd like, but we're not going to do that. Hit the tab key again.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press space bar.
Tab again.
Tab. Type one name at a time and click add or select people from the address book. Edit. Type in text. Alt T.
Here we can enter in the information that we would like Outlook Express to use as the criteria. And we're going to be using the email address jfw@freelist.org. And we can just paste it here because we copied that email address earlier. I'm going to do that. Control V.
Paste the text from clipboard.
All right. I'm going to do insert A to read the line.
Type one name at a time and click add or select people from the address book. Edit jfw@freelists.org, jfw@freelists.org.
Okay, now it repeats it twice. I'm going to hit the home key.
Home, jfw@freelists.org, space less.
Okay, this part we can erase. Everything after the first mention of the email address.
Space less, jf,
j. Yes, now it repeats it.
Less, space.
I'm going to do shift end here.
Selected, less jfw@freelists.org, greater.
And delete.
Blank.
Now we just have the simple basic email address. I'm going to do insert 8.
Type one name at a time and click add or select people from the address book. Edit jfw@freelists.org.
Okay, and there it is. Now if the email address wasn't on your clipboard, if for some reason you copied something else, you can just type that in there yourself. Just type jfw@freelist.org. And I believe it's in lowercase.
Home, F, J.
Yeah, it's all in lowercase.
F, J, F, W, at, F, R, E, E, L, I, S, T, S, period, O, R, G.
Yes. So that's the criteria we're going to have Outlook Express look for in all incoming emails. So now we can tab down to the OK button.
Tab, add button to activate, press space bar.
The add button. Press the space bar there.
Space, people, list box, not selected where the line contains to move to an item.
And now we've added the information. And you can it placed your cursor inside the list box. I can just arrow down.
Where the line contains. jfw@freelists.org.
There it is. Now tab to the OK button.
Tab, address book, ... tab, remove button, tab, options, ... button, tab, OK button.
Press the space bar.
Space, new mail rule dialog. Select your conditions and actions first, then specify.
Okay, now notice what the line says. I'm going to activate my JAWS cursor again.
JAWS cursor.
And I should still be on the same line. I'm going to do insert 8.
Where the line contains jfw@freelists.org.
Notice how it changed. Remember before it said people? Now it has the information that we entered in. Next, we need to provide the specifics on what action we want Outlook Express to take. So you need to activate your JAWS cursor again.
JAWS cursor.
Arrow down one time.
Move it to the specified folder.
And hit the home key to go to the beginning of the line.
Home.
And this said to move it to the specified folder. So here's where we enter in the folder that we want to move all emails from the mailing list to. the word specified is the link that we need to click on, so hit the control right arrow key to arrow over to it.
It to the specified PE.
There it is. Click on it with the left mouse button on your numpad.
Left mouse button, move dialog, move the item S to the selected folder, folder list review, local folders closed.
Okay, and this just opens up a dialog box.
PC cursor.
Activate my PC cursor. And here it lists all the folders that we can choose from, and these are all the existing folders. If you'd like to, you just browse through here and pick a folder that you want. This works pretty much like Windows Explorer, so if you just open up
Level 1, local
right
folders open,
key,
16 items.
You can just arrow down.
Level 2, inbox, outbox, 2, sent items, 3 of 6, deleted items closed, 4, drafts, 5 of 16.
So you see, these are just all the folders that exist right now in Outlook Express. But we need to go back to local folders. I'm going to arrow back up.
Deleted item, sent items, outbox, inbox, level 1, local folders opened, 16 items.
Okay, and this is like the main folder that all the other folders are stored in. So you need to make sure that your cursor is on local folders and that one is selected. And then tab over to the new folder button.
Tab, cancel button, tab, new folder button to activate, press space bar, alt
N. Space bar.
Space, new folder dialog, folder name, edit, type in text, alt F.
And then we give it a name. And I'm going to call this one JFW list. So I'm going to put JFW in all caps.
JFW space L I S E.
And then press enter.
Enter, move dialog, move the item S to the selected folder, new folder button to activate, press.
Now tab over to the tree view.
Tab, folder list review, JFW list 13 of 17.
And there's the new folder we just created. Now be aware that the reason I had you go back up to the local folders before we created the new folder is because if you have your cursor on one of the other folders.
Level 2, JAWS Lite 12 of 7, everything portable, eBay closed. Briefcase closed, 9, home, level 0, level 1, level 2, inbox, 1 of 7, outbox, sent items, deleted items closed, 4 of 17.
Now, deleted items is a folder, right? If this one was selected and then we went to create a new folder, what would happen is it would create the folder inside of the deleted folder. And I've done that before. I wasn't really paying attention and I created this folder and I placed it inside of another folder by accident. And then when I went back to look for it, I was like, well, where the heck did my folder go? And what happened was I had created the folder inside of another folder, and that's not what I wanted to do. So make sure that before you create a new folder that you have up here on
Level 1, Level 0, Outlook Express opens, Level 1, Local Folder.
On Local Folders right there. And then tab over to the New Folder button and then create your folder. I'm going to go back and select the new folder that we just created in here inside the tree view. And let's see, I'm going to hit the letter J.
J, level 2, JAWS Lite, 12 of 17.
Okay, that's another mailing list that I had created.
J, JFW list, 13 of 17.
And that's the new folder that we just created right now. Hit enter on that.
Enter, new mail rule dialog. Select your conditions and actions first, then specify the values in the description.
Activate your JAWS cursor again.
JAWS cursor.
And read the line. Insert 8.
Move it to the JFW list folder.
Okay, and that's so you can verify that the correct information was entered in. And there it is. It's going to move the emails from the mailing list into the JFW list folder. So quick recap. What we did is we had we chose a criteria that we wanted Outlook Express to look at for all incoming emails, and we told it to look for any email that has the email address jfw@freelist.org in the to field. If it's true and the email does have that that specific email address, then we want it Outlook Express to move those messages into the JFW list folder. Okay, now we go to step 4, and this is the final step in creating a message rule. Hit the tab key.
Tab 4. Name of the rule. Edit. JFW list move. Type EC.
And here we type in a name, and you can just start typing and it'll type over the text that's already there. I'm going to name this one JFW list move.
JFW space L-I-S-E space L-O-V-E.
And that just gives it a little description that that'll remind me what this message rule does. And press enter.
Enter. Message rules dialog. Mail rules page. New dot 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 button to activate. Press space bar. Alt N.
And all this did was return me to the previous dialog box. And hit the tab key.
Tab, modify ... button to activate press.
Tab again.
Tab, copy button to activate press
again.
Spacebar. Tab, remove button to activate
again.
Tab, apply now ... button to act. Tab, move up button to activate press
again.
Spacebar. Tab, rule description. Click on an underlined value to edit it.
Again.
Tab, mail rules. Tab, to switch pages. Press.
And one last time.
Tab, OK button to activate press spacebar.
And press enter.
Enter, folder list preview, inbox 1 of 17. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
And so there you have it. We've now created a message rule for the JFW user mailing list. Any emails that come from that mailing list from this point forward will automatically be recognized by Outlook Express and placed in the JFW list folder. It'll keep everything nice and neat, and we won't have a whole lot of emails to sift through in our regular inbox. How about we try a test run? Let's try sending a message to the mailing list and see if it goes through. I'm going to open up a new message, do Control-N.
Control-N to edit, type in text.
And type in the address of the mailing list, which is jfw@freelist.org.
JFW at freelist.org.
And then tab down to the subject line.
Tab, CC, tab, subject, edit, type in text.
And I'm just going to type test.
T-E-S-T. Tab, edit.
And I'm just going to type, this is a test.
T-A-I-S space I-S space A space E-E-S-T, period.
And send it. Do Alt-S.
Alt-S, folder list preview, local folders opened, 16 items. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Okay. And what's going to happen is this email is going to be sent to the mailing list, and everyone who is subscribed to the mailing list will receive that email. And I'm going to hit the F5 key. Send and receive command, and let's see if the message went through.
F5.
Alright, I'm going to hit the letter J.
J, level 2, Jaws Light, 12 of 16.
I'm going to hit J again.
J, JFW list, 13 of 16.
And there's the folder, I'm going to hit the tab key.
Tab, Outlook Express message list view, Zyat 4, and Zyat 4X.
This doesn't come through yet. Let me try hitting F5 again.
F5, Outlook Express dialog, tasks page, check in for new messages on apostrophe hotmail ... hide button to activate press spacebar, alt H, Outlook Express message list view, end, unread, Michael G, test 12/16/2005.
There's my email. So, the Outlook Express recognized that this email was from the JAWS mailing list, and it automatically placed it into the JFW list folder. If I didn't have that message rule, it would have just went straight into my inbox. By the way, don't be confused by that message that popped up when I hit the F5 key. It mentioned that it was searching my Hotmail account. It's actually checking both my Yahoo account and my Hotmail account, but for some reason it doesn't mention that it's checking the Yahoo account. And so there you have it. That's all there is to using mailing list and setting them up inside of Outlook Express. I hope this information has been helpful, and I encourage you to try using these mailing lists and searching for other ones. Hopefully you can find something that interests you. If you have any questions about using the mailing list, there is a frequently asked questions area inside of freelist.org, and I imagine there's probably something similar in the Yahoo Groups area. And if you just go to the help, and you can also email me if you'd like, if you have any questions about anything that I've talked about here today. My email address is commodore128@sbcglobal.net. That's commodore128 at sbcglobal.net.
That will do it for this week's edition of ACB Radio's Main Menu. Remember, though, that ACB Radio's Main Menu is your technology program. If you have any suggestions or you'd like to produce some material for Main Menu, then please do get a hold of the Main Menu production team. Email us at mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. We'll see you all next week on the next edition of ACB Radio's Main Menu. Take care, everyone.